Life's getting better.
Wake up, America. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Wow, still hungover from Super Tuesday or Super Letdown. I don't know what I was really expecting from Super Tuesday. I just know when you hear the big music playing with the networks, and we have updates for you, and I heard Diane Sawyer and George Stephanopoulos, I thought that we were electing a president right then and there. Good for them. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to really play it up. But in fact, really the most intriguing thing was Ohio, Ohio, Ohio. And in the end, Romney's the guy. I mean, Romney is the guy who's going to have the most delegates unless some bizarre miracle thing happens. And my math is completely askew. It's not possible because you need 1,144 delegates to be coronated as the Republican candidate for president. And Romney is on the road to getting the most delegates, no matter who likes Ron Paul or Newt Gingrich or even Rick Santorum. This is the way we do it in the United States, and it's what's going to happen unless there's a brokered convention, which now it's starting to seem more unlikely that that's going to happen. At one point, it looked like it was a real possibility, but now some of the people that I've been in touch with and I've talked to, Republican strategists, they're kind of downplaying that. I don't think they're necessarily trying to throw me off their trail. It's that people are backing Romney, the people who make up the establishment. Longtime Republicans are throwing their weight and money and everything else in the direction of Romney. So Romney's the guy. Romney is the guy. Unless some strange, unforeseen thing happens. You know, Newt Gingrich couldn't be more ecstatic about winning his home state, which he should have, and he's there to stay, he says, and so is Rick Santorum, and so is Ron Paul. And they can dig their hands and their feet and their everything else in the sand. It's really digging your feet in the sand. They can dig whatever they want in the sand, but it still comes down to the fact. We elect people in this country through the primary process with the two parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, and there's a number you got to reach. And that number is very clear, 1,144. So if you don't have the numbers, you're not going to get the nomination unless there is a brokered convention, and it's not really looking like that's going to happen. There's going to be a bombardment of ads, you can be sure of that, and as this moves on. But even though doubt is really dogging Romney, I mean, it is, because I haven't hardly heard anyone say they're just crazy about Romney. I mean, really mean it. Oh, I love this guy. He's great. He rattles my cage. I'm excited. He'll make a great president. I hope he wins. I'm going to back him 100%. You don't get that feeling. Not from the common man, anyway. Not from the common man. So the momentum, in a way, might be with Romney, but in another sense, it's not there. And for months we've been hearing it's a race between Mitt Romney and the not Romney candidates, the anybody but Romney candidates. This time it's Rick Santorum. In the past it's been Herman Cain. It's been Newt Gingrich. Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, Governor Goodhair, he had a turn as the guy who is anybody but Mitt Romney. And Santorum has found a way to connect with a lot of voters who are just not committed to Romney. And some of it is an ideological thing, and some of it is they just don't connect to his message. Exit polls, there's a reason they do them, from Super Tuesday, suggest pretty much that Santorum is winning overwhelmingly among conservatives who want somebody like them. Even though he's a Catholic and they're Protestants, he somehow bridged that gap. He's more like them than Romney, who comes from a minority faith background, which is which is the Mormon background. So what does Romney do about it? What do the people around him do about it? He's not gonna stop being a Mormon, and he's pretty much set in stone on health care, what he did in Massachusetts, and so likely he's just gonna have to play to the larger states in March and April, the rest of it, that's what he's gonna have to do. But Romney can win the nomination. The not Santorum's more difficult, if that's how this plays out. So that's what we saw from Super Tuesday. Super Tuesday. Coming up on this hour of America Tonight, as the Republicans struggle for some sort of unity, both on the Hill and with the budget woes, and the highway bill is part of that, and the Republicans struggle to ultimately pick who's going to be the person who gets to run against the incumbent Obama. There are other things, believe it or not, that are hanging in the balance across this country. One of them happens to be tied to energy, and the whining over fuel costs has not gone away. Well, it temporarily has been shelved. You've got gas stations in California that for regular are charging, a few of them, are charging $5. Boy, five is painful. It is painful, especially when you get stuck in traffic. You're knotted up in traffic, even if you have to go 20 miles. However far you have to go, you have to travel in that car. I've said this a gazillion times, so I'm going to do it a gazillion and one times. I've looked this up enough and heard it enough. The average commute is 40 minutes. And some people way longer than that. Some people working from home, they don't commute at all. But the average American is going 40 minutes at least one way and 40 minutes back. That's a lot of time in a car. It's a lot of time, by the way, to be stuck, isn't it? So you're burning up gasoline. So what are you paying a week? What do you pay? You know, how painful is it? What are you paying to go to work? It's great. I think it's great if you live close to work now, because you just don't want to burn up that extra money. And what am I saying, extra money? You don't want to burn up that money in fuel. You just don't. And if it's $5, you're burning up that money in fuel. And it goes quickly. You putter around even, and you end up doing that. So, if somebody could solve that riddle, and that's what Newt Gingrich tried to do. Let's see. They were up late after not getting any sleep, and they decided, you know what? I'm going to do half an hour blocks commercials, and I'm going to tell people that if they vote for me, $2.50 for gasoline. $2.50. You're not going to pay 1 cent over $2.50 if you would only just elect me. This is just not working, though. It didn't. That part didn't work. That didn't resonate with anyone. I don't think so. And you've got the Romney people. They're not promising $2.50 for gasoline, but they're buying advertising time in Alabama big time, trying to break it open and rally the southern base. Lot of territory, five more states headed toward the south, and we'll see what those contests bring for the Republicans. Stay with us. Wedding toasts coming up around the bend. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation.
Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Obama ever has been a best man, and if he was great at toast. Because one of the things that people say about the president, a lot of people say about the president, is he's all about the show, that he's a great orator. He can read a speech better than anyone in modern times, anyway, other than Ronald Reagan. And I would agree that he can read a script pretty well, and maybe he has given a few toasts in his lifetime, wedding toasts or toasts of other sorts. You know, that's what happens sometimes at these state dinners. The president will give a toast or say something. So we've got St. Patrick's Day coming up, and I'm going to introduce you to two people in our next segment just for fun. We thought we'd mix it up, and they're going to tell us about some wedding speeches that you, not wedding speeches, some speeches for St. Patty's Day that you don't want to emulate, things you want to watch out for. If you follow what they're saying, you'll get a real sense of how to do a decent toast on St. Patty's Day. I can make a few cracks here, but I'm gonna let the sleeping dogs lie on that one. I thought it'd be fun, though, to dig up some movie magic and toast. When you think of toast, the most common, really, is for weddings, because the best man is always a wreck. They have to give the toast, and sometimes now the maid of honor has to do that. It just depends on the person's preference. Traditionally, it's just the man. It's just the it's just the best man. But I've been to a bunch of weddings where the bridesmaid, you know, where the maid of honor had to do the same thing, and people are nervous. They shake. Sometimes they pull out papers. It's it very much puts you on the spot, and if you're not comfortable speaking, or maybe you just forget what you were going to say, and then you're rewinding the tape in your head or whatever it might be. So just to get you ready for the St. Paddy's Day speeches, I thought we'd pick out a couple of interesting bad and good ones. So here are a couple of bad ones. This is from, did you ever see the movie? I love this movie. So did you ever see the movie Old School? If you did, then you might have heard this toast.
Like I say, I'm really glad and proud to be here tonight. I'm glad to see Frank's dad made it out. That's awesome. I haven't seen him in like 8 years. That's great. Congratulations.
I love you, Dad.
True love is hard to find. Sometimes you think you have true love, and then you catch the early flight home from San Diego, and a couple of nude people jump out of your bathroom blindfolded like a goddamn magic show, ready to double-team your girlfriend, and it stops.
Whoa. And see, there would be a bad speech, and that was the whole idea in Old School, what they were doing there. Now, this one is from, I believe, The Wedding Singer.
Well, my brother, Harold, asked me to be the best man at his wedding. I was like, oh, of course, man. Because you've always been there for me.
That's right.
Like when I was in rehab, and like the time I couldn't find my car. Because Harold, you know, he's always been the dependable one. And I've always been the screwed up one. Right, Dad? Why can't you be more like your brother? Harold would never beat up his landlord. But, little newsflash, Pop. Harold ain't so perfect. Remember that time in Puerto Rico when we picked up those two, well, I guess they were prostitutes, but I don't remember paying.
Okay, how about that? How about that?
Yeah, what?
Terrific.
I'm a person, too, Pop.
I'm a person, too.
You're a moron.
Oh, yeah, that would pretty much silence the crowd. And again, these are wedding toasts from famous movies. Here are a couple of decent ones. This is a cute movie, and it's about a leap year and being Irish and the fact that women can ask men in Ireland to marry them because it's a leap year tradition. Although if you go to Ireland and you say that, they look at you cross-eyed. However, in the movie, they portray that. And this is a toast from Leap Year.
Okay. Don't want to interrupt the good party, but I want to say thank you to my husband. I want to say, may you never steal, lie, or cheat. But if you must steal, then steal away my sorrows. And if you must lie, lie with me all the nights of my life. And if you must cheat, then please cheat death. Because I couldn't live a day without you. Cheers.
Wow, that's a good one. That's a lot different than the first two that you heard. And here, finally, is the last one, and it's from the movie Object of My Affection.
Caroline, let's face it, my little brother's cute. And if you can deal with the 20 women waiting outside with pistols, I think this union will succeed brilliantly. My friend Nina, the wisest person I know, said to me yesterday, you have to pick one person and make it work. Frank, I think you picked absolutely the right person. I'd like to propose a toast to the doctors, Frank and Caroline Colucci Hansen.
All right. That was pretty clever, too. You know, it's that little sentimental twist at the end. Just wanted to get you primed and ready for St. Paddy's Day speech-making coming up in our next segment here on ATN. In the meantime, a couple of other spitballs we'll throw at you. Virtual spitballs, okay. And this is a big one. I mentioned it just a little bit. The Senate trying to come to a deal, and it looks like they have one on amendments to the $109 billion highway bill, and they're going to start considering them on Thursday. So that's a big thing, obviously. And the amendments were plentiful. It's one of those situations where they're cramming everything in to try to get what they want, they being the Senate, various senators, passed. This is what the deal is. They're going to take it up on the Senate floor, and they're going to talk about what they agreed to is to allow up to 30 amendments to the bill. And that's a lot different than it was last time around. Before, they were saying they wouldn't approve the bill without any kind of consideration. Now they're going to limit it to 30 amendments. So 30 amendments is a lot to go through, but it's not unlimited. It looked like it was into infinity before. So they'll take up the amendments votes on Thursday and then leave the rest for next week. So that's big. I'm going to give you an example of a couple of the amendments. Like Senator David Vitter, his was to extend oil and gas drilling permits in the outer continental shelf. That's big, as we know. Another one was from Senator Tom Coburn from Oklahoma. His was eliminate duplicative federal programs. That's a good one. I say that all the time, audit and get rid of things we don't need. Senator Bob Corker from Tennessee, his was to reduce the 2013 discretionary spending cap, which would be good because we keep hurling ourselves in horrible directions with the deficit. Another amendment, this was big, authorizes the Keystone Pipeline, and that's up for a vote, so that's big. So you have Vitter, Coburn, and some others, and then it's going to actually require a 60-vote threshold, basically, to make them pass. Will they or won't they? I think that balance is up in the air. And then the bill authorizes spending for 2 years and would spend about $109 billion, as I already mentioned, that, and that's transportation. We'll see how far they get on this. They're going to have a bunch of debate, and then they'll head into the afternoon and actually take the votes. It'd be nice to see it sail through at least by the beginning of next week, perhaps. Here's to the toast on the flip side.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Next week is a very big week for the Irish, and since my full name is Catherine Shana Fitzgerald Delaney, I would qualify, I think, to perhaps have a toast or raise a glass or two, let's say, on St. Paddy's Day. Catherine Kern and Chris Corbell join us because they're going to teach us how to toast correctly. They're going to tell us about five toasts, at least, that you should never make, anyway, on St. Patrick's Day. They don't claim to be Irish, except for Catherine has red hair, and Chris likes Guinness. So that counts in my book, anyway. And by the way, exactly. And by the way, both of them are personal public speaking experts. You might have seen them on the Rosie O'Donnell show, perhaps, or you might have seen them somewhere else. So we're glad to have them with us here on America Tonight. Guys, thanks for coming on.
Thank you. We wish we could claim we were on the Rosie O'Donnell show. We'd like to talk about Rosie O'Donnell.
There you go.
We will never be on the Rosie O'Donnell show.
That's okay. We'll send her the footage. No worries. Hey, so how did you come up with this idea about the five toasts that you shouldn't make?
Well, you know, there's a problem with toasts in America, especially on St. Patrick's Day. They never really feel very authentic, and I think that's because people fail to understand the distinct forms and particular function of the Hiberian tributes.
Ooh, there you go. So that's the problem behind it. So
yeah,
what are the...
When you're giving a St. Patrick's Day toast, you have this wonderful opportunity to play both poet and jester. You know, you can regale your coworkers.
Yep.
And your mates and your loved ones with eloquent and irreverent blessings. Do it right, and they'll mistake you for a doubler, even if you're from the Bronx.
That's good. I like that. Catherine, when you put this list together of the toasts you shouldn't make, what's the number one toast you shouldn't make and why?
Well, I don't know if we can categorize them in terms of who is most important, but we could start with the Rosie O'Donnell and the Little People toast.
Mm.
You know, sometimes a good St. Patrick's toast pokes fun at truths that we're usually too polite to mention. And sometimes Rosie O'Donnell gets herself into trouble by confusing a little cheekiness with straight-up cheek.
That's why the most daring joke you can always make is the one you make at your own expense. That's what made Rosie a beloved stand-up, and it'll make you a beloved toast giver.
Oh, sure. Make fun of yourself. Absolutely not the other people.
Right. So, so you know, when she was talking about being afraid of little people, we were just like, you know, that's not the way to go.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kind of the wrong kind of daring.
Yeah. Going back to how we got this list, there's this idea, like, you know, Irish and Irish-American celebrities should be, like, it when it comes to making St. Patrick's Day toast, one would think, right?
Right.
You know, they would be the lucky charm if you copy them. And we just said if only it were that simple. These illustrious individuals we're identifying, they've got the gift of the gab for sure. And, you know, I guess they could make your St. Patrick's Day toast like a pot of gold if you copy them. But if you copy them in a moment when they have more like what's the curse of the gab, then your toast can end up being massive malarkey. And by the curse of the gab, we mean, you know, when she talked about not liking the little people.
Right, right. That's what got her into trouble. Absolutely. When you talk about Irish families, you know, Martin Sheen often refers to his Irish background, and we know that his son has gotten himself into trouble by having the gift of gab that took him in the wrong direction. Duh, winning.
Yeah. Interesting, you know, Charlie Sheen likes to call himself a Vatican assassin, and one of the legends of the actual St. Patrick was that he was actually raised in the Vatican. He was raised as a priest to actually kill. Actually, the myth is that he drove out the snakes when he came to Ireland, but actually he did come out there to proselytize.
Yes.
So it's ironic that, you know, Charlie Sheen and St. Patrick's are both technically members of the Vatican Assassin Club. in the most lyrical way, please. You know, because that's the thing about Charlie Sheen is that you know, when you're making St. Patrick's Day toast, you can unite us when you're facing the challenges of everyday life. And Charlie Sheen, you know, he likes to bond with us over the problems of existence through his YouTube posts, which are highly relatable if your blood type is tiger.
Yeah, you know, so many of us have a tiger blood type. but, you know, when we say that as far out as he is, a speaker who is attuned to the importance of being inclusive is always winning in our book. And as out of touch as Charlie may be, he gets that. He gets the importance of including everyone. So we say to everyone out there, how hard can it be? Make sure you are inclusive in your St. Patrick's Day toasts.
All right, there you go. So we've already gotten a couple of hints here. Some things you shouldn't do and some things that you should do well. Give us some other hints.
Okay, well, another person who is absolutely an icon of Irish sentiment and meaning would be Bono.
Now, Bono is great because, you know, for a guy who can bring down the house, he can sure bring the house down.
Because, you know, even a sentimental or poetic St. Pat's blessing is still for the sake of celebration. We've decided we will follow Bono all the way to where the streets have no name when he sings Pride in the Name of Love or It's a Beautiful Day. So we say be like the uplifting Bono and people will follow you too, or you as well.
There you go. Beautiful Day. That I love that reference. Best song. That's the best song. It's the most uplifting song anyway. You're right that he sings. Chris, when we look at, you know, Lindsay Lohan was just on Saturday Night Live and thumbs down. She didn't really, she disappointed. I mean, they had her on for a ratings thrill, I think, and giving them a boost. But I don't know what's going on with Lindsay Lohan, but she didn't really deliver in that sense. Is there any veiled reference to Lohan, perhaps, and something you should avoid in toasting?
I mean, Catherine is really the expert on the, what'd you call it, Catherine?
Oh, the Lindsay Lohan Liquid Lassie Toast. Yeah, so, you know, we've decided it is certainly not a crime to play the drunken fool on St. Patrick's Day, right?
Right.
After all, there are many a traditional toast to just that. However, if you are such an eejit that you wind up in the paddy wagon, you've misunderstood the cultural tradition a wee bit, Lindsay Lohan. And we do agree, this is a holiday dedicated to unapologetic fun, so do let loose and live a little bit. We think Lindsay's level of audacity when she's completely sober is just about where everyone should aim.
So we're not saying that when she was on Saturday Night Live, it wasn't the sober Lindsay, just the Lindsay we like didn't show up.
That's it. The one we like didn't show up. Absolutely. This is good stuff. You got to give us a couple more. Give us one more. You have another one for us? Because I said you had five.
Lame attempt at Liam Neeson toast.
Okay.
Because let's be honest. There is no one on planet Earth who can give a more authentic St. Patrick's Day toast than Liam Neeson. Irish natives included. It doesn't matter whether Liam is cast as Michael Collins, or he's fist-fighting gray wolves, or he's playing Zeus. He is the living embodiment of the Emerald Isle. As long as he's around, don't use your Irish Spring accent. Don't fail to Google check your Celtic blessings for accuracy. But most of all, just be yourself.
There you go. Good, great suggestions. Hey, you said this. You've got a Lucky Charm formula. So what are the things that absolutely we should do? Double entendre, does that work?
Yes.
Limericks, you mentioned that.
Yeah, it's called the charm formula. It's easy enough to remember because it's the word charm.
Yes, and the C is for clever wordplay, and that would include limericks, puns, and double entendre.
The H is for humor. If you're going to be funny, you've got to finish strong on your punchline.
And amiable. The A is for amiable. We're all in the same clan on St. Patrick's.
R is for rhyme scheme. To make toast sing, use some verbal bling.
And the M is for magic. Remember, St. Pat's is all about rainbows, fairies, and leprechauns.
I like that. Leprechauns. Lucky Charms. That's great. The Lucky Charm formula. Katrin and Chris, here's my question to you. I would imagine you're both very good at making toast.
We're pretty good.
You're pretty good.
Our company, make a toast.
Exactly. Katrin, what's the best toast you ever gave in your life?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, Chris and I were talking about this today, in fact. I would say the best toast I ever gave in my life was the one that was the product of Chris's and mine first collaboration that we ever did.
And that's when you knew you had something that was going to work between you.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, this pursuit that we're doing, it all kind of started with a quest of mine. I was a maid of honor for the first time many years ago, years ago, and I was really disappointed that I was searching and searching, and I couldn't find quality information on how to create a completely original toast, because I wanted it to be totally mine, from like the basic fundamentals of structure all the way to the final flourishes and have it be poetic and beautiful and funny and all the things that people want. I had worked professionally as a singer, so I had that going for me in terms of getting up in front of people, but I was not a writer. I'm not a writer. I guess I am now, but I wasn't a writer then. And even though other people really liked it, I never stopped feeling like it could have been so much better if I had had the right guidance. So the next time that I was very lucky to be asked to be maid of honor,
yeah.
I knew Chris, and I approached him to help me.
And then the rest is history, and you
Absolutely.
Can check them out at makeatoast.com. Great info, guys. Happy St. Patty's Day.
It's a weird spelling, just so I don't want to have anyone listening not know how it's spelled. You want to spell it, Katrin, you're better?
Yes, it's makeatoast.com, makeatoast.com. I'll say that again because I flubbed it. makeatoast.com. We like to keep that A separate.
We got it. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperSeaVeg.com. That's Super, SeaVeg.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
We cut the legs off of our pants, we lost you into the ocean, lay back and wait through the daylight.
What to do about Iran, and why do you care? The real buzz in your backyard is because if we end up doing more than drones or helping Israel with a bomb, let's say, to go after Tehran's facility that's burrowed underneath the ground, then that means manpower. That means we're off to war, so to speak. I don't see it in either one of those cases, but Congress is even divided on whether or not to help Syria, period, at all. And the same thing with Iran, that's up in the air. It's a coin flip depending on who you talk to. The real thing people are certainly upset about is what's happened with these tornadoes. Lives ripped apart at the seams, over 40 people dead, terrible in Kentucky, terrible in Illinois and Indiana. We've told you about the stories and we've talked to people. And I just urge you, Red Cross, there's a slew of other places you can go, but I know the Red Cross is on the ground and getting things to people. Let's go to Stu in Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kay. First of all, on the lighter side, I can't imagine Rosie not liking little people. All I can think of is Fat Bastards, Awesome Powers. Get my belly! Anyway.
That's good.
They hit about 3 miles from the house. I was on the way home Friday night, called my wife. She said, over exaggerated. Ain't nothing going to happen. We just got a little wind and rain. That's all we got at the house. 3 mile up the road. Told it. My son's best friend's house, one of my best friends lost his in-law's house that he'd built out back for them on another lot, destroyed it, his roof off, his neighbor lady was killed, she was found 5 miles behind her house. You go to YouTube and you can look it up on East, just type in East Burnstack, Kentucky tornadoes. It's just amazing. But let me tell you something. I live in Laurel County. I've been in Laurel County forever. And I'm telling you something, and I just talked to my buddy tonight. We've got about 70,000 people in our county. London is the county seat. It's actually the biggest part of most of the populations in that area. East Burnstadt's like a suburb of London, even though we're small. The community has come together so strong. It is so awesome to watch these people come together, because it doesn't matter how much money you have or how poor you are. People were all affected. Don't matter if you live in a house, trailer, $1 million home. Everybody was affected. And to watch Friday night, my 17-year-old son was one of he left the house, went out to Little Arthur Ridge Road, and started helping out on Arthur Ridge Road Friday night. Stayed till 3 in the morning. Got home 8 o'clock in the morning. He was out on Bentley Road. And he stayed out there till 6 o'clock Saturday evening. And it taught him that materialistic things mean absolutely nothing in life. It's about family and you know, it's just about life itself. And it's been pretty sobering for us. I mean, we always, FEMA, man, we hauled in for all four hurricanes in Florida in 04. We did it, Hurricane Andrew in 92. We did Hurricane Katrina and Hurricane Wilma in 06 or 05. And this is something that didn't take 12, 15 to destroy. This is something that took, my buddy Fred said, less than 40 seconds his house was gone. So, you know, it's, and people in Indiana experience it, it's horrible, but at the same time it shows how quick a community can come together and help out each other. It was amazing. The volunteers are, we literally had so many volunteers, like our church went on backup. They had so many volunteers that not everybody could volunteer. They had so many volunteers. You understand? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's not enough to do, yeah.
Amazing, amazing. And we lost 5 in our county, confirmed. I think there's still 9 or 10 in critical. But, I mean, we were fortunate. We didn't lose any more than that. And my buddy had his wife and his granddaughters to house. The tub, he went to go get a lantern. About that time, it caught him, and, I mean, Fred said he knew he was gone, and his wife grabbed his wrist, and it was done.
Oh.
It was that quick. So, you know, I just that's my biggest thing. It would come early, and like I said, you know, my wife said, it's over-exaggerated. Not more than 20 minutes later, she called me. She said, Fred Lynn's house is destroyed.
Wow.
And the sad part is so many people didn't have homeowners. When their places were paid off, they quit paying insurance.
Oh.
Which to me is a foolish thing. And there's no excuse for it because homeowners are the cheapest insurance you could buy.
Right.
So that's odd. Just keep everybody in mind in all the states that were affected. I mean, it's terrible. And like I said, I've been to all of them. The hurricane sites. I mean, you're talking about a hurricane for 12, 14, 15 hours. This stuff lasted less than 2 minutes. Did as much destruction as any hurricane I'd ever seen. And I'm not taking nothing away from the hurricane victims. But I'm saying 2 minutes of destruction that fast is unbelievable. I mean, we've never done a FEMA thing in a hurricane or in a tornado area. We'd always done hurricane areas. And it's just unbelievable. And it reminded me so much of the hurricanes we've been through and just the debris all over the place. Blew semis off the road. Got pretty aggravated Saturday morning. We were out on Bentley Road. People were pulling off shoulder, taking pictures. And that was kind of annoying. Because these folks have lives. And, you know, they they're trying to get their lives in order, and you got people out there taking pictures like they're taking pictures of zoo of animals in a zoo. I mean, it's to get any appreciation, YouTube at East Burnstack, Kentucky tornado pop up, and it's just a maze.
I'm so glad you shared that with us, but it's making me think, as you said, there were so many volunteers from the church, which is great, and your son, what he learned and what he did, and that's tremendous. What a lesson right there, a sad lesson, but I'm glad that he was involved in that. The thing is, for people listening around the country, what else can they do? Is there anything they can do to help people?
Well, you can donate to Red Cross. I know UMCOR, which is United Methodist Charity Organization, is already set up for, you know, where everything goes, all the proceeds go to the county. I think they've been pretty lucky. Everybody stepped up. The fire department said the other day they could not believe the donations of food, water, and ice that came in. I mean, people in our county, in our communities, were donating, in all the communities, even in Illinois and Indiana, were donating before they even come in. They were already donating things. So, you know, it just goes to show you the power of people, and it's a pretty amazing thing. I mean, I talked to Fred Knight, Fredson, and I never realized I had so many friends, and he said, Bill, time I need. He went to the Mexican restaurant yesterday to eat, him and his wife and kids, and they refused to let him pay. Would not take his money. Even let him tip. You know, and that's a cool thing about it, because it's a county that, you know, really comes together in a time of need, and all the counties have, and it's just an amazing, amazing thing. Like I said, it hit close to home for us. We were very fortunate, and I said the other day, I told somebody, I said, I've always been proud of my son. Man, my son is some teaming. Well, he's not mini me. He's 6'3", 250 pounds. He's only 6 foot. But I've always said I've watched him play ball, and that's my boy. And when he gets good grades, does things good, I'm always proud of him. But that was probably one of the proudest moments I've had of him to be so selfless. And then my wife then Friday night he couldn't sleep because he said he felt bad that other people were doing without. And the things he had to see, or he got to see. He didn't have to see. He chose to go see. And so that made me pretty proud. So,
yeah, good for him.
I give my wife that much credit. That's my wife's part. See, that's her responsibility on that part.
But, yeah, I love that.
Just keep everybody in mind all the affected areas. Just like I said, Kate, I've been to all them areas in Florida and stuff, and it don't really affect you. You're amazed by it. I can remember when Hurricane Andrew came in, I seen no bark on trees, and it blew my mind.
Oh, I know.
And when it hits home, your home county, said I'm just proud to say I live in Laurel County, Kentucky, and Lubbock, Kentucky, because the people have stepped up, and they have really helped each other out.
Mm. Thanks for sharing, Stu. Thanks for sharing. And we wish all the people going through this the very, very best, and tell everyone to do anything they can. Stu's right. Red Cross, that's what I found when I was digging around. Really the best way to funnel help to all of those people.